USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. What goes up must come down, even if it means using military force.
After days of watching it float across the United States, the U.S. shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of South Carolina Saturday.
It successfully took it down, and I want to compliment our aviators who did it.
President Biden says he gave the initial order to shoot it down on Wednesday, but fears of the balloon coming down in a highly populated area led to the delay in shooting it down until it was over water. I'm John Schaefer.
And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the U.S. will collect the remains of the surveillance balloon. Schumer took to Twitter to condemn China's president for his brazen incursion to American airspace. Democrats are making changes to the 2024 presidential primary calendar. During a party gathering in Philadelphia on Saturday, DNC delegates approved putting South Carolina into the top spot for early voting, followed by Nevada and New Hampshire. Iowa has traditionally been at the starting line of the presidential election. The flood of migrants into New York City has forced schools to take in children without proof of vaccination. An estimated 11,000 migrant children have enrolled in city schools since the summer, and the New York Post reports many of them are unvaccinated. Americans' confidence in law enforcement is hitting a low following the killing of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows just 41% of respondents said they're confident police treat white and black people equally. That's down from 47% in July 2020. It will feel relatively warmer in the East Coast after dangerous wind chills on Saturday. A number of cities opened public warming centers as a precaution.
Look at all that powder that is sitting right above the ice.
Roughly 15 million people had been under wind chill warnings. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money, you'll save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A top Southwest Airlines official will testify before senators next week following the airline's holiday meltdown. You'll recall they canceled thousands of flights that left many travelers stranded. Jupiter surpasses Saturn with the discovery of new moons.
12, in fact. The new moons discovered by telescope in 2021 and 2022 have now been confirmed. The moons far above Jupiter take more than 340 days to complete an orbit. The gas giant now has 92 known moons, the most in the solar system, second to Saturn with 83. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Netflix is backpedaling on its recently released password sharing rules. Earlier this week, the streaming service announced each Netflix account is for people who live together in a single household. The news resulted in massive backlash from the public. Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving is requesting a trade less than a week away from the NBA trade deadline. Irving will become a free agent this summer and has failed to negotiate a long-term contract extension with the team. People with knowledge of the situation tell the Los Angeles Times that the Lakers are considering trading for Irving, who was a teammate of LeBron James when they played together in Cleveland. Avatar: The Way of Water is likely going to lose its top spot at the box office, Variety reports. Thriller Knock at the Cabin is expected to lead the way with at least $14 million for the weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.